the top dog, the big cheese, your number one on the Ticket Top 10. Number one.
Were you at any games, Bob?
I was.
Were you on the sideline of any games?
I was on the sideline of the Texas A&M Fighting Naggies of Texas A&M.
Well, certainly they were positive at the very end because they
beat Baylor.
It's a touchdown.
They showed Baylor a thing or two.
Tony Wallace out over the ball, under center, and it goes to Lewis. Lewis at the five. Lewis, touchdown the Aggies! Oh, how about that? In overtime. Oh, man. Oh, doctor. No extra point, of course, in this one, as it's over with. 13 will be the final. They're going to mark that officially as a 13-yard run by Courtney Lewis. Three plays, 25 yards. And we'll thank the Bears for keeping the lead warm for us until we can win it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is cocky.
That's being polite. Thank you, Baylor.
Thank you to Baylor for keeping the lead warm for us.
All right, the rest of what we got today is defeat. Now, here is Navy and Duke. Now, remember, these are all going to be defeat from here on out. Navy and Duke, if you tuned in to the game with like a couple minutes left, you realize their color man was not in the booth. He was not in the booth for the last 4 minutes of the game. Then he comes back in the booth. Listen to, as he comes back into the booth, what he says.
28-21 final score. Bob Soucy rejoined for the postgame show by Homer Nelson and John Feinstein. I guess this is where I come back into the broadcast, Bob. I just want to apologize to anybody and everybody who was listening for my outburst there on the two-point conversion by Duke. It was a terrible call, but that's no excuse at all for letting that kind of language slip into the broadcast. And I apologize to everybody. I apologize to the Academy. I apologize to you guys. And you deserve better. And I'm glad Navy was able to pull the game out. They deserve to win the game. And again, I'm just very sorry. There's no excuse for what happened.
All right, that voice was noted author John Feinstein. Feinstein,
frequent guest on the show.
And a Duke alum, isn't he?
Alum who's doing radio for Navy.
He's the Navy color guy. And now you're going to hear the play that he walked out of the booth, left because of what he said.
This was a national story.
And I guess, they felt the refs made a bad call. He says, blanking refs. We have put in a drop to cover that, so enjoy. But he is so into this. But this is a respected author. He's been on,
he's on TV
a million
constantly.
Radio shows, TV. He does these games every week. This isn't Craig Swan,
no.
Who you think is just... who's a former player, and he might be screaming. This is a well-respected member of the community yelling blanking refs after this play. Listen to this.
Duke down by two, looking for the two to tie. Two-point conversion attempt forthcoming. The receiver to the left for the Blue Devils is Jones. To the right side, Riley. Lone setback, hands on thighs, is Boyette. Fade pattern to Riley in the back corner of the end zone. A 2-point conversion pass for the Blue Devils.
He really
course,
said it?
That was Napoleon Dynamite. We flipped his frickin' drop in there. He screamed it.
Wow.
And from what I understand, still employed.
Yeah,
he's going to be out there again this week.
Article yesterday saying Navy's going to bring him back.
All right, here's more gold defeat. Buffalo and New Orleans. This is the final play of the first half. I think it's New Orleans had just kicked a field goal.
At the Rockin' Alamo Dome.
So there's really just a couple of seconds on the clock. We're going to kick it down the field, and then we'll go into the room for halftime, right? So Buffalo is receiving the kick. Here's the Buffalo announcers.
John Carney will kick it off. McGee waiting to bring it back for the Bills. It's a bouncing kick, bounces at the 20, fielded on the hop, it's full flight. Terrence McGee to the 30, up to the 35, cuts to the right side, looking for room. Now he reverses field. McGee's still going. He's at the 37, at the 40, stops, and he is surrounded, still on his feet at midfield. Terrence,
no, he's going to do it.
He might go.
He's going to do it.
McGee now has open field to the right side. Terrence McGee at the 10.
Oh!
Terrence McGee gets to the 4-yard line, and the half is over. Unbelievable.
That was incredible.
Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
That was amazing. He actually was surrounded, like, behind him, in front of him, on each side of him, surrounded by Saints, this little guy, and he kind of just stopped and scooted his way out, and maybe. It was an amazing kickoff return, but he got tackled, like, at the 3.
Maybe.